Is peace at any cost really any peace? At what point do our efforts to reconcile with people of other belief systems constitute us accepting their religions? How can a biblical Christian reconcile Islam as compatible with Christianity? This is Eric Barger, and today on Take a Stand Radio, we're going to expose a deception known as Chrislam. Stay tuned.
It's time to Take a Stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
Greetings, everybody. Eric Barger here. Thanks for joining me today. Take a Stand Radio is indeed on the air. In Matthew chapter 5 in the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Shouldn't Christians always strive for peace no matter what it takes? Is that what that passage teaches? When considering the many places in the world where there is such unrest, even wars between Christians and Muslims, shouldn't we just keep silent about our belief system for the sake of getting along? Forget about witnessing to the Muslims. Think about what it might cost us. No, peace at any cost really isn't peace at all, and Chrislam isn't acceptable if one holds to the Bible. You know, when I first heard about Chrislam a couple of years ago, I wondered what was next. And then last summer, that was June 26th, the first Chrislam Sunday was organized, an organized event where Christians would invite Muslims into their churches, where both the Quran and the Bible would be read from, and they would have dual services. You know, I decided I just couldn't watch that happen without dispatching a warning, so I've been speaking out about it ever since. When something gets under my skin, so to speak, it just continues to eat on me. It's been kind of a sign to me, the way the Lord has dealt with my heart, that that was something I was to pick up and speak about. You can't take on all the topics. You can't be aware of all the problems. You certainly can't be an expert on everything. But sometimes you just can't get away from a story, and Chrislam is one of those issues. Recently, I introduced Jan Markell's audience to Bill Muhlenberg. He's an American living in Australia. He's a great writer, a good communicator, and he's been speaking out about Chrislam and related issues. And today I'm going to play some of that interview with Bill Muhlenberg for our Take a Stand audience. Bill Muhlenberg has a heart a lot like mine when it concerns the truth and our culture and, of course, the Word of God. His blog and his ministry is called Culture Watch, and I want you to make sure you take advantage of that. You can find Bill at BillMuhlenberg.com. I'm going to spell that for you, but there is a link in our links page at our website at EricBarger.com. That's E-R-I-C-B-A-R-G-E-R, EricBarger.com. But BillMuhlenberg.com, if you're near your computer right now, it's BillMuhlenberg.com. That's BillMuhlenberg.com. So now, before our time gets away from us, there's a lot to say today, so I want to get right to the interview with Bill Muhlenberg concerning Chrislam. I have a guest on the phone from Melbourne, Australia. He's an American, but living there in Melbourne, Bill Muhlenberg. He writes a terrific blog called Culture Watch at BillMuhlenberg.com, and we'll spell all that later on for you. And I want to read something that Bill wrote in a great article. It's one that got my attention, and I did not know Bill until I ran across him doing some research for this particular program. But Bill writes in an article, in fact, the article's called Chrislam, 10 Reasons to Say No. And he begins the article by saying, if Christ is who he claims to be and is the only way to reconciliation with God, then we can expect that plenty of counterfeits, deceptive substitutes will come along to derail us from Christ and his mission. Of course, Jesus warned about exactly that. Many deceivers, phonies, and false Christs would come on the scene, leading people astray. And you know, this is exactly what I think Chrislam is, Bill, but this article is such a terrific article. And you know, you bring up the fact that Chrislam is an insidious attempt to bring Christianity and Islam together, and that gullible Christians are following along with this. And of course, in a politically correct atmosphere that we're in today, this has really struck a bell with a lot of people.
Yes, it's a big concern indeed, and seems to be sweeping large parts of the church, both in America and other parts of the Western world. And while it's often very good for Islam, it's usually pretty much bad news for Christianity.
Yeah, that's right. It's not Islam that's suffering over this. In fact, I think the imams know how much mileage they're getting out of this particular thing. And I think, really, behind the scenes, they're just shaking their heads, thinking about the foolish Christians who have bought into this. And it has nothing to do with us wanting to have peace in the world. It has nothing to do with us being against that idea. But peace at any cost really isn't peace. That was one of my opening questions. And I've always said that when we sacrifice truth for peace, we really don't have peace at all.
Well, that's right. Jesus said he will bring peace, life, and so on. But it's always, of course, on his terms. And his terms are his truth, not any truth or any worldview. And sadly, even well-meaning Christians can often get caught up in this idea that the most important thing is simply to get along, to be friends with everybody, to tolerate and accept one another. Well, there's a place for that, rightly understood, but certainly Jesus never intended that the very truth of the gospel would be compromised as we seek to get along. In fact, often when he spoke, as we read in the gospels, it drew people away. Really got upset with what he had to say. So he probably could have toned down his message if he simply wanted to get a crowd and have everybody feel good. But the truth is, when you stand up for what is true, you're picking a fight, really. All those who don't accept the truth are not going to be happy with it.
Oh, that sums it up really, really well. And, you know, I've said that for so long, too, that if we want to build a crowd, we certainly wouldn't teach the exact same message that Jesus taught. That's for sure, because that seems to thin the crowd. Every time Jesus, in fact, once looks around and says, "Will you leave me too?" Talking about the disciples, because so many people had walked away. They thought his message was too hard. And when you start talking about repentance and changing lifestyles and all those kind of things and him being the only way, well, that just doesn't settle with the politically correct culture such as you and I live in today.
Absolutely right. Yes, I think it was Leonard Ravenhill who once said if Jesus preached the kind of sermons that we get in most churches today, he never would have been crucified. Sadly, people like to have their ears tickled, and sadly, many leaders want to give people what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. So it's always going to be unpopular when you stand for truth. Sure, we do it in a loving and gracious manner, but we proclaim truth nonetheless.
Bill, I think you've been reading my website, either that or I've been reading yours and copying all this stuff, because we really sound so much alike. And I saw that as I was reading some of your articles. And I know that people don't necessarily need two Eric Bargers or two Bill Muhlenbergs, but we do think a lot alike, and we're seeing things alike. And here we are, 19 hours difference, where we're on the phone together with each other right now, all the way around the other side of the world. But you know, that's because we're reading the same book and we're following the same book. And we've decided that even though the world is going a different direction, and sadly, many in the church, in fact, the majority of the church, I believe, going the wrong direction, we keep trying to point people back. And if one by one, if people will hear the truth and come back and surrender to that truth, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then, you know, then I can ask for no more, because if God will just use what we say, what we write, what we stand for, we don't expect for the majority or the whole crowd. And in fact, Jesus said, "Wide is the gate that leads to destruction, you know, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life." And so we need to examine things underneath the microscope of the Scripture and let his Holy Spirit then deal with the hearts of men. I think it'd be good if I define Chrislam for those who are listening. Maybe folks haven't heard of it, and it'd be good just to get a definition out there. It's by definition the syncretic religion of Nigerian origin, which mixes the elements of both Christianity and Islam together.
Yes, well, there would be different versions of this, and again, Christians would be into it in different degrees. Some would be sincere and think, "Oh, well, this is getting along, being at peace, and all that." And sure, if you look at it just from the point of view of, say, hostilities and open warfare, well, as the old saying goes, jaw-jaw is better than war-war. You know, it's always better to sit at a table than be throwing spears or bombs at each other. So, you know, from that angle, it can be a good thing. And that is, in fact, how certainly one part of this developed, an imam and a Christian who were at war with each other in Nigeria actually settled down and thought, "Hey, we got to sit down and talk and stop killing each other." And that was a commendable thing to do, of course. Peace is always better where possible than killing each other, but they've since been going around the world sharing their message. Now, again, that can be a good thing if it's about let's learn how to discuss our differences instead of just shooting each other. As I and others have noted, it's often simply one-way traffic. It's about Muslims trying to impress upon Christianity that we really are not much different from you. In fact, we can all get along, and you know, really, we shouldn't be too worried about our differences. In fact, I just debated a Muslim leader here in Australia last week, and he began with this usual line, oh, well, we're all just children of Abraham, right? Jews, Christians, Muslims, we're all part of the Abrahamic faith, so we have so much in common. Well, actually, when you look at what Islam teaches, we don't have that much in common. In fact, Muhammad taught that Abraham was a Muslim. In fact, he said Jesus is a Muslim. Issa in Islam is supposed to one day come back and destroy the crosses and see everyone converted to Islam. So when you know something about your own faith and Islam, it's a real worry. But I suppose the thing that really got me going is we have in Australia what you have in America. We have a national prayer breakfast. It's held at our Parliament House in Canberra, and it's, you know, it's a time where Christian speakers come and we pray, and it's a good Christian event. However, a couple of years ago, actually, this imam and the pastor from Nigeria were featured at the prayer breakfast, at least as one of the workshop options, and they were there doing their thing, and I was there, and I was not too impressed. If you want to have Muslim-Christian dialogue, there's various places to do it, but surely not at a Christian prayer breakfast. And I, in fact, told the organizer of it that very thing. In fact, the verse that came to mind straight away was when Yahweh said, I will not share my glory with another. And that's exactly what was happening at what was supposed to be a Christian prayer breakfast. We were sharing the glory of Allah and Islam and taking it away from Jesus Christ. So that's just one example, and that certainly got me alerted, but I know there's many examples in America and elsewhere of this happening all the time.
I was shocked as I found out about Chrislam now probably 3-4 years ago, and I was shocked to find out how many Christians were actually buying into it and were seeming to think there was absolutely no problem with it. Eric Barger back in the studio, folks. Let me reset the stage just a little bit. You are listening to Take a Stand Radio, and today we're featuring part of an interview I did with Bill Muhlenberg from Melbourne, Australia, for Jan Markell's radio program. We're talking about Chrislam today. You can visit Bill's website at billmuhlenberg.com. Of course, my website is ericbarger.com, and we have a link to Bill's site on our site and our links page, so you can catch up with Bill there. If you just tuned in and you're interested in the information that we're bringing concerning Chrislam and, of course, Islam, because you can't talk about one without the other. If you're going to talk about Chrislam, certainly Islam is going to be in the mix. Then our website has a lot to offer. We have a couple of resources I want to tell you about as well. First, my newest seminar DVD teaching, which is called The Deception of Chrislam. The presentation was recorded up at Jan Markell's Great Understanding the Times Conference last October. It includes almost an hour of details and quotes and facts as we examine what both the Bible states and what the Quran states concerning this topic, the topic of Chrislam. A major point that I bring out in the DVD is the Muslim God, Allah, really the God of the Bible, Jehovah? And of course, the answer to that is no. And it's easy to prove. And I believe every Muslim cleric knows it, by the way. Christians had better wake up to that fact. This is a fact that every born-again Christian ought to understand. And I believe that would stop Chrislam in its tracks if we understood that. The next resource is my DVD teaching, The Truth About Islam. That's been one of the most sought-after items our ministry has ever offered. Besides an understanding of the origins, Islamic history, their doctrinal beliefs, such as the five pillars of Islam, I close with several key points and ideas on how we can witness the truth of Jesus Christ to people who are lost in Islam. Now, both these DVDs are $16 plus shipping, and you can find those, of course, on our website at ericbarger.com or by calling us at 214-289-5244. I want to caution you, that is our message line. Just leave your name and number. We'll call you back. We'll take care of it. And by the way, we offer a free information pack and a free CD to those who are not already in our database, and we'd love to share that with you as well. But the two DVDs, $16 a piece plus shipping, you can also get a CD version, which is just, of course, the audio version of the DVD soundtrack, and those are $7 each. Again, The Deception of Chrislam and The Truth About Islam. Those are the two resources we have for you this week, and probably into next week and the week after as well. We're going to continue talking about this topic and related topics over the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much for your support of Take a Stand Radio. So let's get back to the interview right now with Bill Muhlenberg in Melbourne, Australia. And my guest is Bill Muhlenberg. I'm talking to him from Melbourne, Australia, where Bill is. And, of course, I'm here in the States. Bill is the former National Vice President of the Australian Family Association and also the National Research Coordinator for Focus on the Family. He's an author, a speaker, a prolific writer. His website, BillMuhlenberg.com, is a treasure trove for those who are concerned about the culture and about how to defend our faith in the culture on many different issues. And I really encourage you to go there. You can also follow Bill by going to Twitter and be able to find out when he has new articles that he's put up on the website and so on. It's a pleasure to have him with us today. You know, I mentioned Chrislam Sunday, Bill, and Chrislam Sunday took place June 26th of this last year, where various assortments of liberal Christians or people who claim to be Christians within the liberal circles and even some of the cults such as Unity and others invited Muslim imams into their churches to celebrate alongside of them, to read the Bible and the Quran back to back, and to claim that we all worship the same God. I think that was the thing that got me. I thought, what fellowship can we have with someone with a religious system that doesn't worship the same God we do? Because clearly, Jehovah is not Allah, even though there are people who would convolute that and would say, well, we're all Abrahamic, as you mentioned, in our origins and so on. But Allah and Jehovah are not the same deity. The Jesus of the Quran is not the Jesus of the Bible. In fact, Muslims clearly deny the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the grave or that he even went to the cross. They believe in what's called the replacement theory, the idea that someone else went to the cross. So when they speak of Jesus, even though they mention him as being born of a Virgin Mary, they might use that term, Jesus. Let's not be confused about it.
Yes, absolutely. It's getting to be a worry, not just in the obvious suspects, right, the mainline liberal denominations, but increasingly many supposedly Bible believing evangelical churches are simply, well, they simply don't have a clue what some of the basics of their own faith is, who Jesus is, why he matters, what his claims were to deity, the nature of the triune God, and so on. These basic core beliefs, which have always been the center of Christianity, even these are now being either watered down or ignored or simply not understood by many evangelical Christians themselves. So no wonder why when somebody comes along like this, tries to tell us that, hey, we can all get along in one big happy religious family, and there's really not that much difference. Well, sadly, a lot of people are falling for this because they don't know what they believe and they don't know why they believe. So ministries like yours are obviously hugely important to get Christians back to understand what is it that the Christian faith is all about, and the fact that there are actually those who are trying to destroy Christianity. There are those who don't like it and will use subtle and very deceptive methods to undo the work of Christianity and the cross, and I'm afraid Chrislam is certainly another one of these.
I have for a long time said that we have there's nothing wrong with marriage seminars and nothing wrong with financial seminars, but let's not slap a scripture on top of that and then call it the gospel somehow. We have a breakdown going on of the belief system of Christianity, I believe, because we're light on teaching. We have Christianity light all around us. When I say light, I mean L-I-T-E. It is not teaching the virgin birth, the blood atonement, salvation by grace, the inerrancy of the scripture, the deity of Jesus, not teaching about the central doctrines of the faith. Those were the things that the early church learned, and they heard it over and over again and again and again, because the disciples knew those were the things that would hold the church together in troubled times. We're facing those troubled times again today, maybe not with the degree that we could be snatched off the streets here in America or Australia, but certainly around the world, Christians are in jeopardy, and in many places where the message that the gospel is in jeopardy, there's where the church is really digging in to learn what it believes. What a great contradiction it is that Islam would call Jesus a great prophet and then basically indict him as a liar, claiming that when he said he was the only way to be saved in John 14:6, that it wasn't true. We see lots of contradictions like this throughout the Quran, if you read the Quran next to the Bible, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. It's important not only that Christians know what they believe in terms of their own scriptures, but as I told an audience just a week ago, as I debated a leading Muslim, I said, look, actually, don't pay any attention to me. And with all due respect, don't pay any attention to our Muslim friend here. I said, go to the sources themselves. You read for yourself. Read the Quran. Read the Hadith. Read the Sirah, the biographies of Muhammad, and see for yourself what the documents say. There'd be many Muslims today today who, in fact, are trying to steer Islam away from their own founding sources, and they're almost embarrassed about their own doctrines and their own core texts. So it's easy to listen to a secondary source, whether myself or a Muslim leader, but better yet, just go back, read those documents yourself, and you'll quickly see the huge, huge difference between biblical Christianity and Islam. There's just no comparison. In fact, you'll read and find even more alarming things, such as the doctrine of taqiyya, the idea that religious deception is allowed in Islam. If in order to gain a foothold and to promote Islam, you need to lie to the infidel, to the unbeliever, that's certainly accepted. Muhammad practiced it, and it's enjoined in the Quran, in the Hadith. So, you know, it's not really a level playing field here. Christians are expected to tell the truth and be honest, but Muslims see it as a religious duty to deceive and use falsehoods in the promulgation of Islam.
Taqiyya and Kitman both, the idea of deceiving an infidel for the cause of Allah, and I mean, these are honorable things according to what the Quran states. And interesting you bring this up. This has been one of the things that I've spoken about. Every time I speak on Islam, I bring that point up, that peace treaties signed with Islamically controlled nations may not be really worth the paper they're written on. Depends on who the leaders are, because according to the Quran, it's an honorable thing to deceive those who are infidels. And of course, who is the infidel? It's anyone who's not of the house of peace. And who's not of the house of peace? Everybody but Muslims. Something you said there a few minutes ago, I think I want to bring the point out here, that when you do go right to the sources, and I think that's a great way to do it, I always tell people, don't believe what I'm saying. Go and check it out. Do your own research. And when you go right to the Quran very clearly says that Allah did not have a son, and that anyone who says he had a son is wrong. I mean, they make that point so clearly in Surah chapter 4. And of course, Surah is the names of the chapters in the Quran. But Surah chapter 4 clearly states that Allah would not share his glory and did not have a son. So where does that put Jesus? You see, he's only but a prophet. But then... Eric Barger back in the studio again, folks. We're almost out of time, but I want to point something out. If there's any people group around us in the world that needs a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ that delineates the differences between their religions and our religion, it is certainly the world of Islam. We need to be able to share with them the absolute truth about who our God is and who our Jesus is in comparison to what the Quran says about Allah and Isa, which is the Muslim Jesus. Well, if you appreciate what you've been hearing here on Take a Stand Radio, then please help support our ministry. And in doing so, we want to help support your outreach and ministry as well. You can receive the two really helpful resources I'm offering, which will help educate you and your family and your friends and your church concerning Islam and what we've talked about today, the deception of Chrislam. Both DVDs are loaded with lots of visuals relating to the facts, quotes, insights, and above all, what the scripture says on these issues, and both are nearly an hour in length. Just contact us at 214-289-5244 or visit our safe and secure online bookstore at ericbarger.com to order both these resources. This ministry is brought to you each week by Take a Stand Ministries, Rowlett, Texas, and is funded by the free will gifts of our friends and our supporters. We greatly appreciate it. I'm glad you tuned in today, everybody. Please join me again next week. We'll continue this conversation. Remember to check out our resources. Both the Deception of Chrislam DVD and the Truth About Islam DVD are available at our website at ericbarger.com. Here's John Clemens as we close the program. God bless you. Keep taking your stand for the Lord Jesus.
With nearly three decades of experience, Eric Barger at Take a Stand Ministries exists to see the lost saved and the church changed by providing cutting-edge insight on issues facing us today. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your participation is needed. Please consider a gift to help Eric and Take a Stand challenge both the world and the church. Send your gifts and requests for products mentioned on this broadcast to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. That's Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. Or call us at 214-289-5244. This is John Clemens reminding you to join us right here again next week, encouraging you to take a stand for Jesus Christ each and every day.
This is Eric Barger with a special message for our friends here on the Christian Satellite Network. To help support and expand the outreach of Take a Stand Radio, I have a special offer for you. This week, for a gift of any size to the ministry, we'll send you a packet of our first three Take a Stand journals. These handy booklets are loaded with insight concerning discernment, apologetics, Bible prophecy, and current events. This packet includes a special expanded journal of over 50 pages on the emergent church movement, and another whole journal dedicated to the topic of Mormonism. With articles authored by me and other choice defenders of the faith, this special pack of Take a Stand journals will be informative, challenging, and evangelistic. To receive your three-pack of journals, just make your best donation to Take a Stand Radio. To do so, call us at 214-289-5244 or visit ericbarger.com. Together, let's make a difference in a lost and dying world.